KSL News Time 549, right to the emergency triple team traffic. Ricky Meese, how bad is it now?
Well, the KSL travel time has actually improved by an increment of 5 minutes, but now it's going to take about 60 minutes, so we're still not good to get from downtown to Lehigh. But if you're southbound on I-15, the worst of the slowing starts at 9th South and continues to 123rd South. Northbound I-15 still seeing delays between 123rd South and Draper to 72nd. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway, it's a stacked up and slow drive tonight. Starts at I-15, doesn't let up until you're passing 7200 West. In that mix is that crash at the 3200 West off-ramp. Andy Farnsworth.
Southbound 215 West in a little bit better shape now from California Avenue down to about 47th South Taylorsville. It's going to be slow. Of course, you got the split that people are trying to get used to today. But you've also got problems on I-80 out in Tooele County, about a mile of delay prior to the Lake Point exit. And then some slowing on SR-36 near Stansbury Park. I-215's east belt still got slowing from the mouth of Parleys down to 45th South. Utah County, a lot of northbound slowing. Linden into Pleasant Grove now, Mark Jackson.
KSL travel time slightly improving to 21 minutes. Salt Lake City to Farmington. And that's really not even counting some of those big delays coming from South Salt Lake. But the closer you get to the North Interchange, the more the speeds pick up. You are still slow back at Centerville right now. The rest of the Davis County commute rolling up to Layton Hills Mall area. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.